This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Lopez, Cody Stinson, live with you today. Sports Radio 610.
I can hardly wait.
Hey, Monday Night Football. You don't want to miss Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. Falcons and Seahawks right here on Sports Radio 610, as in each and every Monday it is. And next Monday, it's Texans-Ravens. The nation awaits Texans-Ravens next Monday. You hear that on Sports Radio 610. You hear Falcons-Seahawks tonight on Sports Radio 610.
How could we forget it was Vince Wilfork who said that about Clowney?
Nah.
Second and goal at the 7. Savage takes the snap. Looking. Tom scrambling to the right side. Pointing to the end zone. Fires and caught. Lamar Miller. Yes! Touchdown, Houston!
So that was Tom Savage's first touchdown pass of the day. As Vandy put it, he scrambled and found Lamar Miller in some toe-touching of Lamar Miller's own in the end zone and found a score for the Texans. One of Tom Savage's two touchdown passes yesterday, as he authors a 22-for-32, 230-yard performance, two touchdowns against just one interception. So far, his best game as a member of the Houston Texans. That's it. Like,
yeah.
In his career. Because, like, the Cincinnati game was wholly unimpressive last year. Mm-hmm. I guess it was Christmas Eve, maybe, when they played that game. So that was wholly unimpressive last year. And so this is his best game as a member of the Houston Texans. It's the first time since Watson went down the offense scored more than one touchdown in a game.
That might have been his best throw of the day, wasn't it? Just
yes.
For placement purposes?
Well, yes.
You know, just
yes.
because of where he put the ball?
That was the toughest throw he made all day.
Yeah.
Because Tom Savage is not mobile, and he did that on the run.
A good one to Hopkins, but I think that was impressive, and that was the moment of the game when you're starting to think, hey, okay, well, Tom Savage isn't going to savage this thing. And then, of course, he had just a horrible sequence after that, and you're like, good gracious. But to his credit, mental toughness. I mean, he was at a point right there after a strip fumble and then an interception, both leading to touchdowns, and you're trailing the game, where, frankly, a lot of quarterbacks, and we've seen a lot of quarterbacks in a Texans uniform, just buckle. They just buckle right there. But he didn't. And that's something that you can take out of this, even though I still don't think he's going to be here next year.
So he starts 6-for-6, including what you mentioned, the touchdown pass. The next time he attempts to throw a pass, fumble recovered by Arizona. Then he's incomplete. So he started 6-for-6. Now he's had a fumble sack, and he's 0-2. And then he completes one to Bruce Ellington, but then he throws the interception. So he starts 6-for-6. Then he's 1-for-4 with an interception after that. And it's like, okay, geez, what's going on here? Arizona's leading 14-7, and then he helps engineer a field goal drive, which turned out to be, you know, some important points for this team when it was all said and done. So he bounced back, and that's something that Bill O'Brien talked about after the game yesterday, that Tom Savage played a mentally tough game.
I thought he played a very mentally tough game. You know, I thought he turned it over there. The one I don't think was totally his fault. The ball got batted in the air on the one interception, but the pocket fumble. You know, I thought he really didn't give in to that mentally. And I thought he came in and back to the sideline and recovered and went on to play a good game. Got us into a big touchdown there to Deontay. Not the last one, but the one that was kind of an interesting play call. And he was able to get us to the right play based on a front that we really hadn't seen. And I thought he did a great job in that regard, too, of getting us into the right plays. And very, very happy for him.
So to your point, every time we've seen Tom Savage have something like that happen, mm-hmm. he's fallen apart.
And we've seen a lot of quarterbacks, like I said, just kind of buckle mentally. And that's what that's what O'Brien is talking about there, a mentally tough game. I think the mentally tough part was after the mistakes. A lot of us would have. I mean, a lot of people would have. That's tough, especially hearing you know, the boos and everything else. I thought that was a really important game for him mentally. But again, kind of going back to what we were talking about last segment, what does it really mean otherwise? And next year he's not going to be here.
Here's what it means is that Tom Savage is your starting quarterback for the rest of the season. Yesterday bought him six more games, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
short of
probably.
Short of just absolute.
Yeah, probably.
Total regression. He's the quarterback for the rest of the season.
Yes.
So, you know, and here's the thing, and I've been thinking about this and why they wouldn't want to try to get that Watson element going mm-hmm. and things of that nature and run that style of offense. Isn't there something to be said about getting the offense used to a traditional O'Brien offense with the nod that that will still be an element with Watson and will be an element that's even heavier focused on mm-hmm. should they want to limit his mobility in case the knee's not right next year?
I mean, I think that's after the fact, maybe somehow one way you can spin it. I think ideally they would want to see what these receivers look like, what these linemen look like, with a Deshaun Watson type, you know, obviously not him, but a Deshaun Watson type of quarterback. Because, I mean, they've already gone through this. They know the basic offense. They've done it, some of these guys, for 3 or 4 years now.
That's a good point. And it's not like Watson is getting any, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like he's on the sideline getting a huge benefit of being like, oh, okay, well, Tom does it this way, so when I'm in that position, I need to do it this way.
Right.
Like, the scrambling for Watson wasn't a afterthought once they got going. It was a focus. Like, mm-hmm. the mobility was a focus in a focused element of the offense. It wasn't like, okay, run all this traditional stuff that I've been running, and then run if stuff breaks down. Like, right. They used his mobility to a great degree.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so you sort of talked me out of that.
Because, I mean, that's what you really need to learn. If you want to, and that's, again, yet another reason that, you know, you kind of feel like, okay, what are we getting out of the rest of this
year? You know what Tom Savage presents that Deshaun Watson doesn't present? Tom Savage is not covering up one tiny iota of offensive line issue.
Now that's absolutely true. And I think, you know, we've already decided, or we have, I don't know about them, that because he can't cover up their flaws, you could go four new guys on the starting offensive line next year.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Four new starters. I don't know if they'll all be new faces, but four new starters is definitely a possibility. Did Tom Savage's performance yesterday give you any design on, for instance, I guess the game we played where it was guaranteed loss on mm-hmm. the schedule game, did it give you any pause on any of your results?
Going forward?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if he can play like this, you know, here I was talking about, you know, after his first two starts after Deshaun Watson, I don't think Tom Savage is capable of playing four quarters of football. He got away with not, I mean, he didn't quite play four quarters of football yesterday.
He played three,
but it was progress, and he was really good when it counted down the stretch. His late third quarter, fourth quarter was really strong, got some help from the defense, of course, but still was really strong. So I guess maybe marginally you feel different. I mean, you're going to the Ravens on a Monday night. The Ravens aren't great, but they just shut out an opponent, and they're going to be at home, and you've never beaten the Ravens in Baltimore. Isn't that right, Jonesy? Never beaten the Ravens in Baltimore? And so, you know, you don't know about that. And then at Titans, they're playing for a division, conceivably, still.
My thing would be is no one is as rock solid as you thought they were in this division, much less left on your schedule. I mean, the Steelers are I mean, Christmas Day could be mm-hmm. silly, you know, as far as what the Steelers put
up. Yeah.
When you think about that offense versus this defensive secondary.
Oh, absolutely.
So, so that could be silly, but Savage showed me yesterday that while they'll be underdogs on all the remaining road games, mm-hmm. they will have an opportunity to beat some of them. Like, I think they can beat Baltimore next week. I really do, especially if Savage could just curb one of those two turnovers. Mm-hmm. Like, if he only turns the ball over once, they should be in a position to defeat the Baltimore Ravens next week. But if Tom Savage has, you know, a quarter more of what we saw to start the second, then they're in trouble and they can't beat anybody.
Yeah, the thing is, on the road, things change. When you're a quarterback and you make one mistake, it tends to become two mistakes.
Sure.
You know, just because of the environment and, you know, maybe pressing or whatever. The Ravens are not a lot better than the Texans. They're really not, right? You know, they're just not, but they are better. So better at home, I think they're going to be. What is the opening line on that, I wonder?
I have no idea, but I'm assuming it'd be something close to Baltimore 4.
I guess it's not going to be out until after tonight.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.